Hello, Adelaide, and welcome to the Friday edition of The Rush Hour. An exciting Friday. Plenty happening. It's my last day for a couple of weeks.
Is that why you're excited?
Well, it's about time I get some bit of time off because I've been working hard, Blue, unlike some others around here. And it's my birthday as well on Sunday, so that's only a couple of days away.
You've only mentioned that six times this week.
Yes. So, well, where's your present? G, got me a nice bottle today.
Yep.
No, Happy G does that on when you're going away on holiday. She gave me a bottle as well when I had about two days off.
That sort of stuff. Plenty happening before I bring you in. Jordan DeGoey has signed a 5-year monster deal. Behavioural clauses in the first 2 years. Oh. So after 2 years, Jordy, go and do whatever you want. You can muck up, go to Bali. You can be doing whatever you want. Actually, I might come with you. Sounds like good fun, those last 3 years of your contract. Rory Laird wins his third best and fairest for the Crows last night.
Yeah.
No more COVID isolation. It's done, Blue. It's coming up 14th of October.
Keep the good news coming.
Kiss that goodbye. Uber Eats are trying to take over the world. They're trying to deliver pies and beers to your seat now at the footy.
That's good.
Not sure how that's going to work. They don't get service half the time when I'm at the footy. But the big news, Brad Scott is now the Essendon Football Club coach, and Kevin Sheedy is over the moon. He's wrapped. He was his man. He got him. He's very happy. But welcome you to the Friday show, Blue. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Boom. What an opener.
And what a beautiful day.
Where's the weather?
You said not to mention the weather. Now, that was harder than it sounded because all you want to do when it's nice, because it's been, let's be honest,
sensational.
Outside.
No, it has.
So, but today, just have a look at it looking out there. Look at Jars's pad. You can almost see it just shining in the sun over there, Henley Beach, as the sun comes in. And I welcome you, G, over yours
Thanks,
as well,
Ben.
Glenelg.
It is beautiful. And for the long weekend, up to 23.
23 starting to seriously get good.
You know, when I jumped in my car today, Bern, I was nearly
Mercedes.
Mercedes. I was nearly tempted to put the air conditioning on.
That's how excited I am.
One thing at a time. Don't get carried away now.
Let's not jump straight there. Hey, big show coming up, Greg. What do we got on?
Lauren Arnell ahead of tonight's showdown.
How good's the weather for that?
I know. I watched a bit of, there's a doco on the how they formed the AFLW Port team and their staff and how they recruited Lauren.
What's that called?
So it was really
I watched that as well. Inaugurals. I watched a bit of that last night.
So very good.
Flicking.
So looking forward to chatting with Lauren. And we're going to get the club champion on as well, aren't we? Rory Laird.
Yes, after 5 o'clock.
Is he up and about? Is he?
He'll probably forget. He's very forgetful when it comes to interviews or anything he has to do. Very forgetful. But he's in rare air now.
Three times.
You're talking McLeod, Goodwin, Rusciutto. They're the only other three. And Lairdy's not done yet.
That's legend status.
Could add a couple more to that CV. I'm not going to try and say trophy cabinet today. I might just go CV, like Sam Newman said the other day. Hey, plenty to talk about as well. We're going to get Soph on as well from the newsroom. She's going to tell us all about these new rules or the dropping or the lack of rules.
And it's good news.
Actually, I like no rules. It's good. Oh. This is going to suit me.
No, I didn't realise that.
I love that. Yeah. Let's go, G. yesterday we spoke about the Essendon coaching role and had been, put out there that the Brad Scott was going to be named coach after our show finished.
Yep.
And that did happen. He's now the coach of the Essendon Football Club, Brad Scott. It's been a long, ugly, tumultuous coup, hasn't it? It's been ugly. I speak to people that barry for Essendon or go for Essendon, and even they're saying this is just ugly.
Yep.
I feel like it's not my footy club. They're not telling the truth all the time. But finally, they've actually got a coach, which is a big start when you're talking about a footy club. But congratulations to Brad Scott. He's been working at the AFL, and Essendon did come out and say they wanted a coach with experience, and the numbers or the coaches around with experience were running out.
Yeah.
He was about the only one left.
That's right.
That they could get. So, I mean, it's a great appointment. He did well at North Melbourne, but here's a little bit of the press release that he spoke at, him being humble.
I'm incredibly humbled, but also privileged that the panel and the board of the Essendon Football Club feel that I'm the best fit to lead this football team now and into the future.
And he also went on to say how excited he was about getting stuck into the work.
Really excited, really keen to get to work, and I hope the players, the club, are as excited as I am to get to work, and we've got a big pre-season ahead of us, but it's one that we're all looking forward to, and I'm as excited as I've ever been to be back in football.
So there you go, Bern. 4 years with triggers to take it up to 6 years.
That's a long. That's a long term. But
well,
to
obviously
get him
those
out of
triggers
a,
are performance based.
Yeah, to get him out of a comfortable role at the AFL, like he's had a pretty cruisy job in there. And I mean, he made big decisions, but there's a lot less pressure in there than there is being a head coach of a massive Melbourne club in Essendon.
That's but obviously where his passion lies, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
He had. He's always spoken about. He still has an itch that he wants to scratch about coaching. So, and some, you know, he never actually got there coaching. He didn't win a premiership, got to a couple of prelims with North Melbourne, but obviously still wants to get there. But you just think, oh, once the coaching or the coach was named at Essendon, that's it, right? Yep. Get all the ugly stuff out
Good
of the
story.
Way. All done. They can get stuck into work. You can shake the joint up a bit, make them a better footy club, get rid of all their bad habits that their players have got. But it still, even after he was named, got ugly, Blue, because, well, I'll get you to read some of the Essendon media release, first of all, and then we'll comment on it.
Yep, sure. Part of it goes, the coaching subcommittee met for the final time this afternoon to finalise their recommendation. This recommendation was then fully endorsed by the board at a meeting this evening.
So the key words there, fully endorsed by the board. So that's unanimous. Everyone
that's right.
has voted. And then Kevin Sheedy, who is on that board, was over. He's actually overseas in the moment. I think he's in California. And he's fired back as well, saying, do you want to just read some of what he had to say?
Yep. I'm extremely disappointed that the comment from my club was that it was fully endorsed when, in fact, I voted for James Hird to be the coach of Essendon. The vote was 6-1. So, obviously, he was the one.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get across to his fans. I am not happy. Don't tell the Essendon fan base an untruth. This is what happens when you bring new people into the club. I actually felt insulted that Hird would think I voted against him after what he's done for our club.
Yeah, and now, where do you stand?
I'm actually with Sheeds.
So am
like,
I.
I'm sick of, you know, just the messaging coming across that's not exactly how it was. So it wasn't a unanimous vote.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't fully endorsed.
No.
It was obviously Sheeds is going for James Hird, voted for him. But why come out and
well,
say that?
There's nothing to be gained from the Essendon Football Club saying it was fully endorsed.
Yep.
Now, all they've done is invited more people to comment on this and, you know, whack them again, saying how poor they are, you know, the admin side of the footy club. There's nothing to be gained from it. And I'm fully with Sheeds because he's got the right to say, well, hang on, that's not how it went.
Yep.
And again, even though we should be saying how good they've got their coach, Brad Scott, they got their man, we're talking about, oh, well, the board doesn't get on.
Yep.
They're not on the same page still.
That's the thing now. There's going to be a roll-on effect from these comments from Sheeds.
Because now where does he stand with Brad Scott now? How does, you know, that's awkward. Should it even, it shouldn't come out, the voting.
I think they can work that out. They're big men. They can work that out. But I'm thinking Sheeds and the rest of the board. Like, they've got to work together.
Can he go on? Can Sheeds go on now?
Probably not.
I think they need him there. Even though he says some bizarre things, got some bizarre, you need people that think differently on boards. If they're all thinking the same thing, you end up all doing the same thing. And that's exactly what Essendon don't need at the moment. But on with Sheeds. He had to come out and say that. Didn't have to say it, but when the board said it was fully endorsed, he's got every right to come out and say, hang on, no, it wasn't. But it's just I don't know how to put it. Like the footy club has tried to get a good story and put out to the members, we fully back him in, we've all voted for him, when they didn't have to do it. They're just trying to clutch at a good story, which has backfired again.
She's played at Carlton, and her time at Brisbane Lions saw her win a premiership.
Arnell, toe pokes, curls, and goal.
And for the first time in AFLW history, she'll be coaching Port Adelaide in a showdown. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Lauren Arnell.
Yeah, we welcome Lauren Arnell, the coach of Port Adelaide AFLW side, to the Rush Hour. Welcome, Loz.
Thank you. What an intro.
Yeah. We never hear them, so we're always interested to see what they've come up with. Very nice. They always do a great job. You're 5 rounds into a coaching career. Is it everything you thought it would be? And what are the challenges that have arisen?
Yeah, it's funny. Obviously, I'm really enjoying it. We've got a fantastic group of people here, and their playing group are a ripping bunch of women, and you know, five games in, a draw, a couple of losses, and an epic win at Alberton. Yeah, it's been a mixed bag. And having played five seasons of W, you kind of get, they're always short seasons. And so this year's 10 rounds and we're more than halfway through already.
Yeah,
so it actually means everything's pretty hectic in that time. And once you hit the midpoint, it's that feeling really strongly. So it can be a little bit bananas, but really enjoying it.
Loz, is this week felt a little bit different? As you said, you're halfway through the season, but a bit more of a build up this week.
Oh, no doubt. We've had a few events on being the showdown, so very, very excited to go head-to-head with the Crows at Adelaide Oval tonight. It's going to be ripping weather. We've lost that rain that's been hounding Adelaide for a little while now, so really excited to get out there on Adelaide Oval tonight.
And first game that Port Adelaide will ever play at Adelaide Oval. The girls must be excited about that. Did you have an opportunity to have a run around on Adelaide Oval in the training session?
We did. We had our main training there Wednesday this week. And it's funny, like, obviously, W tends to be played in more sort of suburban field grounds. And so you're more exposed to the conditions than often what can be for the men's competition. And so once you're in a ground like Adelaide Oval, the ball, for me, it just zings because there's a lot of wind protection in there. So our group had a good feel for that on Wednesday night. And I think we'll get similar vibes again.
Hey, now, Chad Corn spoke to the girls during the week. Now, he used to just give it to the Crow supporters.
He used to take his shirt off.
Well, he used to...
Tell me he kept his shirt on.
Tell us about what he said to the group.
He's still just about him playing Nick.
Isn't
as well,
he?
Chad. He was fantastic. Really just told more of a personal story around what the meaning is for himself with showdowns and obviously representing our footy club with pride. So, you know, that's just another fantastic moment for our group to experience, which was Tuesday this week. And, you know, our group is A, excited and B, just really proud to be representing our footy club and to put our best foot forward against the Crows in, you know, what's been a traditional male space for so long. You know, the first ever W showdown tonight. Yeah, it's going to be epic.
Hey, Adelaide, a fierce in the contest. High-tackling team like yourself. Do you put... Yeah. Surely you send someone... I've seen Anne Hatchard running around lately, and she honestly... I need a blood test to see if she's human because she's been dominating. Do you send someone to her? Yeah. There's Ed Marinoff. I know there's a heap of stars. You can't run with everyone, but no one's really putting time into these girls.
Yeah, that's a fair point, particularly the game the Crows had against the Giants last weekend. They had a pretty good run around Hatchard and Marinoff. And, Hatchard's certainly moving really well. So worth taking a close look at when you get to the ground tonight, mate. Have a look at it. And, certainly the Crows have some powerful runners in that midfield. And we've got a young up-and-coming midfield that'll be tested and challenged and put their best foot forward tonight.
Do you think the girls will be nervous tonight, Lauren? Have you sensed that this week? Bigger crowd, bigger expectations?
I think, as you both know, when it comes to nerves, often it's actually a good thing because it means you care.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, without nerves, that's when I'd be a worried coach. I think our group is just really keen to embrace what we're hoping to see is a really big crowd. The ticket sales so far have been excellent, and I think the weather helps as well. People want to get out on Friday night and come down to Adelaide Oval and see a really hotly contested game. It's probably two of the best rivals in the whole competition. So, nerves maybe, but excitement and embracing the opportunity is what's at the forefront for our group.
You've got a couple of ex-Crows players in your side. Are you expecting any heat coming their way? Because there's been a little bit of friendly banter with barbs going each way, but are you actually expecting anything?
Why do you always go this way, Ben?
Nah, because I like to see a bit of biffo, Blair. I like to see a bit of hudgy-bargy. Okay. You need to protect Aaron Phillips, please.
Look, I think for our girls, obviously Aaron Phillips, Ange Foley and Justine Mules, they're very highly respected amongst that Crows group. And I think, again, as you guys know, out on the field, once you step over that white line, the more respect you have, probably the more attention you're going to cop. So our group will be very prepared for that.
How have you settled into Adelaide life? Now you've been here a little while. Are you enjoying it?
It's good.
Yeah, you love it. But the weather's been a little bit ordinary.
Well, it's just about to improve.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah. But so far, I'm saying, you can't look into the future too far, Blue. How have you enjoyed Adelaide life?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Obviously, in a really busy role, I actually jumped in and did the City to Bay a couple of weeks ago. So that was an Adelaide experience I'm told you have to have, and that was awesome.
Did the full 12?
I did. Yeah.
Did you?
It gave me a bit
body
of motivation to stay in shape and not blow out as a coach. so that's been good. So, yeah, City to Bay is one thing. I think after, obviously, Friday night game allows me to... I'll probably jump down to the York Peninsula, I think, this weekend as well after the game. So just exploring where I can, and certainly in the off-season probably have more opportunity to get around South Australia.
Hey, God's country over there, York Peninsula. That's where I'm from. Coming. You can call into the Stansby Hotel. They will look after you. The Dalrymple
it's
Hotel.
Never open. Make sure, every time I go there, it's not open.
I'll make sure they look after you, Loz. But in all seriousness, we wish you good luck tonight in the first ever AFLW showdown. All the best.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Lauren Arnell, yeah. Coach of the Port Adelaide
big
side.
Night tonight.
You've been there once, Blue, yeah, and they
shut it
for good reason.
Oh, really?
Because they
that?
Knew you were in town.
This is the rush hour.
60 seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Yeah, let's say hello to Lucy from Trinity Gardens. G'day, Lucy. Welcome.
Hi.
What do you do with yourself, Luce?
I work for BHP, actually.
Nice. Yes. Crow supporter or Port Power?
Crow supporter, yeah.
We're allowed to call them Port Power.
And AFLW supporter.
Oh, nice. Going tonight?
No, unfortunately. We are heading over to the York Peninsula.
Here we go. Where? Stansbury?
No, Hardwick Bay.
Oh, Hardwick Bay. Nice spot. Down a bit further.
Bit sharky, maybe.
It's pretty good for fishing. Hopefully, get some whiting.
Oh, yes. Don't get them all. Leave a few for us.
All right, Lucy. So I don't know if you know the deal or not, but it's 10 questions, 60 seconds. Pass if you don't know the answer, and we'll come back to it if we've got time. Okay.
Okay. No worries.
All right. No worries. Good luck.
Thank you.
What day is this weekend's NRL Grand Final?
Sunday.
What colour jacket is given to the Adelaide Crows best and fairest winner?
Yellow or gold.
True or false, the BBL will have a decision review system for the upcoming season?
Pass.
Which Scott twin became an AFL coach first, Brad or Chris?
Brad.
In volleyball, how many players from each team are on the court at a time?
Six.
Since Kevin Sheedy, who has coached Essendon to the most games?
Pass.
Which country are the Opals playing in tonight's World
China.
Cup?
Which NRL team is known as the Eels?
Parramatta.
Before this year, who was the last Geelong player to win a Norm Smith medal?
Ten seconds.
Which city hosted the only postponed Olympic Games?
Tokyo.
True or false, the BBL will have a DRS system this year?
True.
Great effort, Luce.
This is good.
She did so well. Let's see how you went, Luce.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Correct.
Damn it.
We've had 2 9s and 8 something else.
Definitely
that's
due.
The average is right up. Well done, Luce.
Well done. We're going to give you a double pass to the David Bowie movie that's just come out. It's called Moon Age Daydream in cinemas now.
Awesome. I did see him in concert in Melbourne, the Rocks Glass Rock Spider Tour. So
wicked.
Nice.
Yeah, cool. Well, enjoy that. Luce, thanks so much for playing.
Thanks, Luce. Sure. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Will do.
Answers, G.
Yeah.
You was about to shut us down.
No, I was not.
Your hand was up ready to slide, but I was just saving you again.
Which ones did she get wrong, G? Do you know?
Question six.
Six. Go.
Since Kevin Sheedy, who has coached Essendon the most games? John Worsfold.
Mm-hmm.
Question nine.
Yeah, before this year, Geelong's last Norm Smith medal winner was Jimmy Bartel.
In 11. Stevie J in 2007. Who in 09? There's a little trivia question for you.
Not sure, mate.
Paul Chapman.
Ooh, Chappie, the ball boy.
Chappie.
As the weather warms up, check out this awesome event that's happening at the Barossa. It's called Grapes of Mirth, the festival, a 2-day wine and comedy festival. It's happening the 29th and 30th of October at Sepultsfield Estate in the Barossa Valley. You can get your tickets now at grapesofmirth.com.au.
Blue will be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be in the Barossa in a couple of weeks' time, actually.
Mm.
I'll be at Sepultsfield.
You're from there, to, right?
Well, I grew
but
up
no
in Angaston.
No one remembers,
in
remembers you there.
But beg your pardon?
Well, no, I've been
was very young.
Oh, is that why?
You saw the statue on the way into Angaston.
Yeah, that's right. I cocked a leg on it.
Oh, easy, easy. Nah, no statue.
Hey, Blue, now tell me, at the footy, we're going to be able to order Uber Eats in our seat. So I'm sitting there at the footy and I can go and get my favourite Thai dish and it comes in and just appears.
What?
Am I reading this right? What's happening here?
Yeah, Uber Eats are trying to get involved. They're already doing this in the States, Byrne. Yep. So at some of the bigger stadiums over there. I mean, the MCG springs to mind straight away. You know, 100,000 people at the grand final.
Lineups.
Lineups and all that sort of thing. So
lineups to get a beer was long.
Yes. Well, actually, I can't remember. No, I did go and get one.
You don't buy it. But you wouldn't know.
When I saw this, I thought straight away that Uber Eats would have people that are involved or working at the stadium.
Yep.
And they basically just go and get your pies and your drinks bring them back from within the stadium. Right. But
how lazy are we getting?
Yeah, I know. That's right. But that's not the case. So I've read a little bit more. And under the new system, fans at games would access a special menu that was only available to people in the stadium. They could then order from restaurants and bars, meet at a pickup location when ready, or eventually have the food taken directly to their seat.
What?
How's the catering of the stadium going to go? They're going to be really happy about that.
Well, that'd be part of the agreement, wouldn't it, with the MCG? I don't know. I don't know the business model. But
so in your app, you'd put, you know, I'm sitting in section 160, I'm row M, seat 32, and they'll come and actually deliver it to your seat.
Or meet at a designated area outside of the stadium, and then you come back in, or maybe inside the stadium.
I'll meet at the Bradman Bar. I'm in here somewhere. I've got a blue shirt on.
Wow.
Good luck.
So they're doing it. So the Los Angeles Angels, which are the baseball team in Los Angeles, they're doing it. And their chairman said ordering food and merchandise. So they're ordering merchandise
as well. Get a Guernsey as well at the same time.
From seats helped reduce their concession lines. So, so watch and see whether this happens or not. But this is... I haven't heard from any of the MCG or any of the stadiums in Melbourne, but that's what Uber are pushing at the moment. They want to get involved.
They would have to get a cut because the catering, they can't lose out because no one's going to just settle for chips when you can get whatever you can get around the oval.
Pad Thai. You know, so Travis Head, who's doing Dead Set Legends tomorrow, I believe.
They've asked him back, have they?
I heard they were going to part ways. They're desperate. No, so Hedy's going to be involved tomorrow. But I was with Trav about 3 years ago. We were in Brisbane for a Shield game.
Yep.
And I saw him in the foyer of the hotel. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you doing, mate? He goes, I'm just picking up my Uber. And it was Subway. And I said, mate, there's a Subway 40 metres up the road. He goes, it's just so I don't have to wait for it, you know.
Wow.
That's happening.
He's becoming so lazy. Yeah.
It's happening.
Earlier today, the PM brought us some big news.
We have agreed today that states and territories will end their respective mandatory isolation requirements on the 14th of October.
And joining us now is Sophia Contagonis. Is there I say that
hey,
right?
Hey, how are you?
Soon to be. Sophia Funicello.
Close.
Which is
Funicello.
Funicello. Triple M newsreader here because we don't know what's going on.
We never do.
We can't keep up and you just know everything that's happening in the world. So we welcome you on and
thank you.
Tell us, is normal life coming back?
Yes, it is, guys. So pre-pandemic life is coming back for South Aussies. So basically the COVID isolation rule, the 5 days we had to stay at home if we had COVID, that's being scrapped from next month. So it kicks in on October 14.
Right. Is that for everyone?
Basically not for everyone. If you are a healthcare worker, a disability worker, anyone in a high-risk setting, you will still need to isolate.
So what if you are symptom-free? Does that mean you can still go to work even though you're positive?
Yeah, so asymptomatic, no symptoms, you can go back to work. That's what that means. Basically like the flu, we're treating it like the flu now.
So a bit of common sense. If you've got COVID and you're feeling crook, just like you've got a flu or a cold, you stay home.
Stay home, don't spread your germs. terms. Mm. Something that you need to know is that the pandemic leave payments will be ending as well. So previously, because you had to stay at home, there was those payments. They're no longer kicking in. So on October 14, they will end, but not for healthcare workers, disability, aged care workers, because they still have to isolate. They will be able to have some financial support.
So this is a federal decision. Are we happy with that? Going forward, the Premier's happy?
He's actually backed the move. He said we're in a low transition phase. So what does that mean? Bit of a fancy way to say that COVID numbers are low at the moment.
Right.
Not as infectious.
He probably should have said that for the people like us.
So this is it, Soph, isn't it? As of October 14th. No, we're sort of back to normal, aren't we?
The Prime Minister did say in winter we're going to reassess. If there is, numbers are quite high again, we could be going back to isolation. So we're not out of the woods just yet, but it is great news for now. Yep.
Just repeating, the date?
October 14.
October 14, right.
Yeah.
No isolation, Bert.
No isolation.
Mm. Two weeks away.
Beautiful.
I like that.
Thanks, Soph. Thank you for having me.
If we attempted that, we'd have so many people confused.
I'm sure you'd be really fine.
You spoke clearly.
And it's going to be Sophia, what?
Funicicello.
Sounds like a drink.
This is the rush hour.
Funicicello. Yeah, welcome back to the rush hour, the 5 o'clock hour. Just an hour to go until I'm on holidays, Blue.
And the long weekend.
Yeah, long weekend. Not back here until Tuesday for you guys, mm-hmm. which is exciting. A lot happening around Australia at the moment. Brad Scott has been named Essendon coach, and he spoke about how proud he was or how happy he was that Essendon came after him.
I'm incredibly humbled, but also privileged that the panel and the board of the Essendon Football Club feel that I'm the best fit to lead this football team now and into the future.
Was working at the AFL before that in a pretty comfortable role. Not so much spotlight on you in that role, but he wants to coach and some coaches just love it.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck to him too. And they wanted to coach with experience and he brings that, so that's good.
And they got one in the end.
They did, but if they miss out on Brad Scott, no, who else? Well, was Ross Lyon ruled himself out.
Leon Cameron didn't want to go for it.
Ruled out.
Well, they wouldn't have
got. Do we have any more?
Well, no.
They would have had to eat a bit of humble pie and go, well, hang on. We meant bit of experience as an assistant coach.
That's right.
Well, that's what we're all waiting for because they were running out of candidates. But it wasn't all smooth sailing. There's a little bit of ugly stuff happening. And just when we thought it was going to be, all right, they've got their man, they've got their coach. Let's think positive about Essendon. It's gone and backfired again, Blue.
Yeah, so Essendon put out a media release basically saying the recommendation for Brad Scott to be coach of Essendon was fully endorsed by the board. So there's seven people on the board at Essendon.
All seven.
Fully endorsed, which obviously Kevin Sheedy, who you said's overseas at the moment,
he is,
was absolutely livid.
Yes.
Because he voted for James Hurd. So I'll just quickly read one of the paragraphs. I'm extremely disappointed that the comment from my club was that it was fully endorsed when, in fact, I voted for James Hurd to be coach of Essendon. The vote was 6-1. Now, I would have expected that to have been written and that, in the end, the board actually won that vote.
Yeah.
So, absolute shambles, mate.
How does this footy club keep finding a way to bugger stuff up?
Yeah.
Even when they get their man, an experienced coach, Brad Scott, big tick, they find a way to stuff it up.
Now, so good on Sheeds for saying, you know what, that wasn't the case. I like that. But
he wouldn't
now
have
it's
said
gonna
that.
Cause some all
he wouldn't have said that unless the board said it was unanimous and it was fully endorsed. Yes. They didn't have to say that. Just and then say Sheeds wouldn't have said it either.
The board has voted for Brad Scott.
They can find a way to make things ugly, that footy club. Jordan Ngoi has signed a big 5-year deal at Collingwood. Now, that's been sort of coming and going. There's behavioural clauses. There's not. And then in the end, this is a weird one, Blue. Now,
Tell me.
He's got 2 years good behaviour.
2 years?
And then
How long did he sign for?
5 years. So the last three, he can do whatever he wants. He can bugger up. He can get blind. He can do whatever. Well, go to Bali. What else did he do? He went to the States.
Go to States. Get arrested over there.
Yeah, get locked up. Free. Mate, have a great time in the last 3 years. But just knuckle down in the first couple, because otherwise you might get delisted.
I'd suggest he's getting paid most of his money in his first 2 years, yeah. Then, Byrne.
Well, if I'm Collingwood, I'm probably front-ending that one, yes. Blue. Rory Laird, he won his third best and fairest last night. Well done. He joined some elite crew with that one. We'll chat to him next, actually. Yep. We've got a few questions for him.
Well,
More so off-field.
Just listen to the opener we've got for him as well.
We've been doing a little bit of work behind the scenes, bringing him in. We spoke about the no more COVID isolation rules as well. So they've been dropped, which is good for everyone.
From October 14.
Yes.
That's right. I'm going now. I thought it was now. No?
No.
14th of October.
2 more weeks.
Right, 2 more weeks. That's just about when I come back from holidays. Uber Eats, well, they're going to deliver to you. They can, honestly, you can get them delivered to you, anything
you know
delivered.
You know what? I'm playing golf next Wednesday.
Sometimes I get
a bit peckish.
No.
So, you know, when I'm strolling down the 8th, I might just like dial into Uber Eats.
It'll get to that. Yeah. It'll actually get to that.
Somebody will come with an Uber Eats bag on the little golf buggy to find you.
Greg Blewett, you're here.
Dozen oysters.
Good stuff.
Daffanois. Salmon and capers.
Oh, no, that's
he
Rory.
He had that for breakfast this morning as well, Rory.
He's still going.
Yeah. You've created a monster.
Out come the capers.
Text line's always open to 0488 51 047. There's a text that come in about this Uber Eats. Now, Daniel from Ridgehaven said, Uber Eats to the seats. Next, we'll be air tasking someone to come in and cut it up and chew it for you.
It's true. I don't mind that.
It'll probably get to that. They'll chew it and spit it out, and then you just swallow it. Hey, also,
they'll come and wipe your bum for you.
Maybe I'm in cubicle 3.
Can you give this a shake?
Hey, good news for West Adelaide. They've named their head coach for season 2023, and it's Adam Hartlett. So he's been involved there for a while, come through the junior ranks there, was involved, Hamish's brother.
Yes.
Hamish Hull, who plays there as well. So that's a good coup for them to get. Carl Amon as well, we didn't mention earlier, is the first free agency deal done in season 2022.
Yep. So got to the Hawks.
He's at the Hawks, so that'll be pick 27.
Is that okay?
I think that's
or not?
About fair.
Is that about right?
He had a pretty good year for Port.
Yeah.
Like, pretty good year. And he's probably around that 20 to 30 pick. So, yeah.
He pulled the most Brownlow for Brownlows.
Probably got that right. Hey, speaking of Brownlows, a little fact for you. I know I don't do facts on Fridays.
Okay. This is a special
treat.
Yeah,
I got a little facts for you.
Okay.
There's been more Brownlow medals won of people born on September 30 than any other day.
Wow.
Did you know that? Five.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I knew it.
Greg.
That were born on September 30.
Brian Wilson, Kelvin Templeton, Adam Cooney, and Greg Williams, who won two.
Okay.
So start
counting back. So when would they have been sort of thought about?
I already did that. Yeah. No, New Year's Eve.
Hey!
Yeah! Conceived on New Year's Eve, is that right?
No, January 30, probably.
No, December 30.
Right, so we're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our next guest has accomplished quite a bit this year. He's an avid car collector.
You ask me about a new car every time I come on. By your account, probably about 15, but I've got one.
He's got a Toyota Corolla.
A Hummer.
Played over 200 games. Known as a garden gnome and...
Oh, medicine ball head, lad.
Would rather look good than play good.
It's been a bit down this year. What's life after football look like?
Have you thought about life after footy?
Not really. I did sign 5 years, actually.
He's also just claimed his third Malcolm Blight medal, thanks to his mentor, Bernie Vince.
Our 2022 club champion with 118 votes is Rory Laird.
And is an exceptional public speaker.
I don't like public talking.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Crows Club champion for 2022, Rory Laird.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, Lady.
That's the longest intro.
That's it. See you later. What did you think of it at work out the back?
I was trying not to laugh over it. I need to go on mute.
What about, so you're a car collector? How many are we up to now? Because Jars isn't here this week. Yep. He's on holidays. We forced him to go on holidays. And I know you'd ask, how many are we running with at the moment?
Nah, still at the one. It's been the same for about 10 years. So.
Still the Kluger?
Yeah, still the Kluger, mate.
Hasn't changed. And they're still moulding your head, making garden gnomes?
Look, I'll actually call Jars if I ever change my car, and then he can never ask me the question again.
And the one bit of sense in that opener was... What? basically the reason he's won three.
Oh, you're a mentor. You're the mentor.
It's all about how you start them off and teach them the ropes, Blue. You know that with cricket, that your degree, lady.
Yeah, no, well, you took me out for a pizza. Midweek. I don't know if my skinnies were any good, but you did it anyway.
Is there anything else apart from the pizza? What else did he do for you?
No, he didn't talk to me after that for about 4 or 5 months, so that was it.
I think I got told I had to catch up with Lady because he's a bit of a troubled kid, and you've been through all that. So all I did is teach him how not to get caught, didn't tell him to change anything. But in all seriousness, mate, congratulations. Three-time club champion. Has it sunk in yet? You've had a bit of time to think about it. You're up there with the likes of Goodwin, McLeod, Rasciutto.
He's got them covered, those boys.
I wouldn't have thought.
I don't know about that. No, it sort of has a little bit. You sort of read about it and you go, wow, there's some pretty serious names there. And that's not just of the Adelaide Football Club. That's of just the AFL in general as well. They're, you know, Hall of Fame players. And definitely don't put myself in their category of their careers and what they've done. So I think I've still got a little bit of work to go to sort of be on that level. But it's a pretty, pretty cool achievement, I guess.
No, congratulations. Three times best and fairest. That is serious. Effort. So very well done. How was the night? And I want to know about the night, but also about your speech. How did you go third time lucky?
Should be short.
The night was not too bad. Pretty stock standard. We went through the proceedings and all the awards, and went off the cuff, which I've done the last couple of times, and I realised when I got off stage, I forgot a couple of people, so I made a few phone calls.
Don't lie. Rubbish. You had your speech ready. You're like, well, it's just a matter of how far I went by. That's basically the word on the street I was hearing.
Oh, I had a few bits of paper.
I heard he had an auto cue.
I actually forgot a fair few. As soon as I got off stage, I thought, I reckon I've missed a sort of a section of people, and I realised it was all the high performance team, so I gave them all a text message. So, I felt pretty bad about that. But when I get on stage, I was a little bit rattled, so I apologise for that.
Where's the group at now? You started your off-season training program because normally that's around grand final time. And when are you expected back?
Yeah. So we've sort of just got into that. It's a little bit different this year because the Sandful team played till prelim. So they sort of started in a few weeks. But we don't go back till December 5.
What? Well,
that's the older guys, yeah. So
December 5?
Bloody Christmas. How many weeks is that off?
Oh, 15.
Yeah, 13 or 14, I think.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Bernie would have loved that back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I didn't turn up till Christmas
anyway.
No more
pizzas.
I was going to say.
Skinfolds would be in all sorts by December 5. What else on the night, mate? Did you see a wonderful Emma G was just flirting around and on
the
dance floor?
Was that flirting or floating?
Floating, I'll go with floating, but did you manage to run into the table of Triple M people?
No, I didn't. I was a little bit inundated with a few of the people by the end of the night. It was all happening, especially after the count. So, and also was situated up the front with some of the boys, and I had, you know, Tex and Paul Seisman on my table, which was enough to handle in itself. So I had to deal with that.
What'd you do for the grand final, Lady? Did you watch it with a group of lads, or how'd you go about that day?
I was actually in Bali for a Buck show, so I saw a little bit of it.
Can you remember any of it?
Oh, well, we watched the first quarter and went, well, that might be done. So.
Do you know where Bali is?
Yeah.
Overseas, I always go with, if you don't know. Hey, I heard actually a bit of a rumour about this Buck show, because you were meant to be in Singapore at the moment, going to the F1s, and, well, you went a bit too hard in Bali and just, can't handle it anymore.
Nah, mate. I've been pretty crook, like real crook this week. I pulled the pin. So Tex has actually taken my bed. He was a late call up, and he was on a pull out sofa. So in hindsight, I've actually given him a free bed. So that's a bit of a payback for him and looking after me. So he always takes him to the airport.
That'll be good. Tech sleeping on a pull-out sofa. If you're really happy about that.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the interior design going?
I'm hearing stuff about this.
Just doing some wonderful things in that space at the moment.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Decorating.
I've got a good eye.
Curtains or, you know, rods or
carpets,
floors,
you've
couches.
You've obviously got no idea what's going on with it,
then. Kitchens.
Rods. Oh, fishing rods. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, curtain rods.
I like to make sure that the house looks nice. I'm a little bit into that. This is some serious mail you're getting here.
Yes. Well, I think Bernie's just purchased about his eighth property, I think. Yeah, so he's he's after someone just to come in and spruce a few joints up.
Yeah, if you need me, Bern. I'll just, you know, mates rates.
Well, that's for free if it's mates rates. Hey, how's your fantasy footy league going? Because we asked you about that last year and someone said it's just basically it's shambles.
Yeah.
It's gone. You take all the money,
yeah,
never give any money out to the winners, and they don't know whether it's on, it's off. Yeah. There's picks going everywhere, players getting traded.
Yeah.
Can you get some sort of order to this thing?
I reckon I know where this has come from, but I have to deal with a lot of morons in my everyday life. Text for starters, he's not even in it, but I've got to deal with him. But there's, you know, your Lachlan Murphys of the world, Brody Smiths.
Yep.
I do an amazing job. I try and be really positive and bring everyone together. Oh. And it's like they're all there. Their whole life goal is to just make my life a living hell, and they said to do it. So that's pretty much how it goes.
And Charles just wanted me to pass on, so he still thinks you should be playing half back,
yeah,
not midfield.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, two things he sent through. Ask him about his cars and tell him he needs to play halfback. But you keep winning best and fairest in the middle.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, one day. Well, congratulations, mate. You join, as I said, Adelaide Royalty with three best and fairest to your name. And you're not stopping there either. You potentially win four or five if you keep going the way you are. Congratulations, mate. We're proud of you. And enjoy the off-season.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure.
Good stuff, mate. Well done, and just count all those cars and get back to us, because I reckon you're lying about one.
We'll do.
That's Rory Laird, Crows best and fairest. Well, I don't want to put any restrictions on kids, Greg.
Good.
And you don't want to either with your boys and your daughter.
Actually, some.
Maybe a few restrictions on your daughter now. How old is she?
21.
Yeah, you got to start putting some restrictions on her getting out of control. But
we don't
want to restrict them doing anything.
No.
But today, I had to break some news to her that, well, you're never ever going to be able to do this because, we got up in the morning, and as we do in the morning, myself and Harvey walked to the toilet. Well, I went first, and then Harvey seems like, he wants to join me. So
hang on.
Here we go. There's me and Harvey.
Right. I thought you were on the throne, mate.
We're just crossing swords. Oh. Just down in the toilet. Yeah. And then
have you heard that sword fight?
I have ever heard that?
That's a good point. Anyway, here's me going, and then Harvey comes in.
Yep,
gets a bit louder.
Pressure.
And Liv, she's all she wants to do at the moment is copy.
Yeah.
So anything anyone does, she just copies, right? So she's just a copier.
Yeah.
Jeez, we're getting, now we are getting louder. We've got some,
two litres.
Harvey's had a bit of drink last night. But then she comes in, and so she sees us doing it. She's seen us doing it for a little while, and more so individually, not at the same time. It just happened to be at the same time this morning. So we're going at it, and then she walks in. Just relieving ourselves. And then she comes in with a nappy and her pajamas on, and she walks in. And she wants to do it.
She's
ripped her shirt up over her face, over her head, and she's trying to rip her nappy down.
She wants a three-way sword fight.
She wants room at the trough. Any room for me. She's trying to barge in at this stage too, trying to get around me, in between my legs. I'm going, don't go there. She wants in.
Right.
She wants to be one of the boys.
Okay, so how'd you explain it? She couldn't.
I'm not sure if she completely gets the English language. I don't know whether I actually speak proper English at the best of times anyway, but I had to just take her aside, Blue, and just say, look, this is a male thing. We stand up to go to the toilet, and you just won't ever be able to do this, unfortunately. And just the look in her, her lips started to quiver, the tears were coming down blue. I do lie, I don't think she actually understood me, but it was just funny. She's been doing it the last few days, like probably the last, maybe the last week or so. Just we've been going in each morning because get him straight up out of the bed, reward him for, you know, going through the night, straight to the toilet, and then... She's just starting to think, well, this seems pretty cool, and it sounds pretty cool.
I want in.
Yeah, I want in. So there she is just trying to rip the shirt off and get involved with us. I was trying to play it again, but it's not working. And then the flush. That's one thing you can do. You can flush the toilet.
Poor Liv.
See you, Liv.
After an enormous week on the Rush Hour.
You're intense.
What was that?
Yeah, that was disturbing.
It's time for the highlight tapes. Last week was Jarz's last show for a week, and he was keen to get on holidays a bit early.
Boys, well done. And G, we're off and about.
Up and about, or are we off?
Well, we still got half an hour left of the show, Jarz.
But with Jarz gone, we can finally have a week without any embarrassing stumbles.
We're going to speak to Peter Malinowski. Speaking of speaking, I can't at the moment.
Wild turkey with father and son, master distillers.
The only thing missing from his cabinet trophy.
Let's go to Shane at Seaford Rise.
He did it again. Playing the Thebe Theatre on Tuesday, October 4th.
Hang on. Where are they playing, G?
Earlier this week, we got Geelong legend Sam Newman on the show to celebrate his Cats winning the flag. And wasn't he over the moon?
As an impartial viewer, you'd say heavens above. If that's the way our game is to be played in the future, it probably will survive and get stronger and stronger, but that's a pretty ordinary exhibition of what our game's about.
But he was happy to go along to see his side win, right?
It was pretty disappointing to go along for 100,000 people to go and watch the Swans. And I've said this before, it's not that the Swans got beaten. Plenty of sides have got a flogging in lots of grand finals, but the way they played was, I said it was disgraceful.
Oh, well, moving
on. At no stage tried to change the way they played, and they made a mockery. Actually, it was an insult to most of the people there. They just kept chipping the ball around the back line and hand-passing, over-hand-passing when they were 12 goals down. Yeah. I don't know what they were. They were trying to run the clock down themselves. It was ridiculous.
Speaking of the grand final, how did our footy experts go with their grand final predictions?
I think the Swans under 2 goals. I think Sydney winning a close one. Cam Mills will be my Norm Smith medalist.
Cam Mills?
Is that his name?
What's
his
Callum name? Mills?
Yeah, that'll do.
B.O.G. off-field will be myself for the 18th time.
Well, if Bernie was best on ground, I wonder who was runner-up.
Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about sex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
He joined us on the grand final eve Rush Hour. He's in Melbourne. Good afternoon, Tex. Welcome to the Global Show.
Let's talk about Texas, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
And me.
Text. And finally, Burns Facts is a very educational segment on this show.
David Bowie.
Yes.
He performed for the first time ever in New York City's Carnegie Hill.
Hall?
Okay.
Hall.
Well, it would be if we could remember what the facts actually are.
What tour? And that's something about the America's Cup. Can you remember? Because I don't. I watched her doco.
Oh, yeah.
It was just come on, I think, a couple of days after her death.
Yeah. What did you learn?
Well, I've forgotten now, but you know the big Hollywood sign? You know what it used to be until about 1960-odd?
What?
Hollywood Land. Didn't they change it? They took it down. But that's nothing to do with
today.
That's nothing to do with this week.
Right. Ben Hill music ran out a long time ago.
I think I need a bit.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week. We're off and about.